Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. The refuas Itamar Tzvi Raphael ben Dvorah Esther and Esther bas Sara Miriam. And is based on the Torah of Mori v'Rabbi Hagaon Rav Chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita. The beginning of Maseches Megillah, we learn the following in the Mishnah: Kfarim vayaros gedolos karim biyadalid, ela shakfarim makdimin liyom haknisa. That the villages and the big cities read on the 14th of Adar. Just the villages are able to read on the previous Monday or Thursday. They're marked into the Yom HaKnisa to that day when they go into town. Rashi says, El Shakfarim Naslam Chachamim Rishus Lahakdim Kriyasa, the Yom HaKnisa, the Kfarim, the Chachamim gave them Rishus to read earlier, and the Yom HaKnisa, Lefisha Bate Dinim Yoshvim Bahayaros, Bisheni Vachamishi, Kitakanas Ezra, Vihakfarim Enam Bikim Likros, Vitzrichim Shiikraena Lahem, Echad Mibnei Ha'ir. The Kfarim, the rabbis gave them Rishus to precede their reading to the Yom HaKnisa, to the previous Monday or Thursday, when they go into town, because the Bate Dinim sit in the cities on Monday and Thursday, like the Takana of Ezra, and the Kfarim, the Anshei HaKfarim, are not experts yet reading, and one of the Bnei Ha'ir has to read for them. And one of the Bnei Ha'ir has to read for them. And therefore, they read earlier in the Yom HaKnisa when they come in, when the Beis Din is sitting. As mevuar midivrei Rashi, sheben ir yachol likro lebnei hakfarim. Because Rashi says that one of the bnei ir is reading for the bnei kfar, bnei hakfarim. So one of the city people, in other words, he's a yudalit guy, and he's allowed to read, and yud aleph yud beis. And Yud Gimel, so writes the Meiri at the beginning of Megillah, Divor Maschil Ve'inyan Ayin Sham. However, the Ran, at the beginning of Megillah, Aleph Amid Beis Midape Harif, Divor Maschil Ve'yesh Lishol writes, Ve'echad Mehen Hu Shem Motzi An, She'eino Nir'a She'e Echad Mibnei Ha'ir Potran, Kevan She'eino Mechuyev B'davar. And one of them is motzi them. In other words, one of the bnei hakfarim is motzi the other bnei hakfarim. Because according to the Ran, it doesn't make sense, doesn't appear to him, that one of the bnei ha'ir can patter. We don't say that one of the bnei ha'ir can patter them from reading. Why not? Kevan she'eino mechuyev b'davar. Since he's not mechuyev, since one of the bnei ha'ir is not mechuyev b'davar, so he can't patter the bnei ha'kfarim. He cannot help absolve them of their obligation and read on their behalf. Tosfos and Yevamos and Daf Yudalet Amud Aleph Divrei Maaschil Ki prove that the bnei ha'kfarim would read the Megillah at home and not in the city. Because it must be, asserts Tosfos, that the Bnei HaKfarim were Bikiyim in the reading of the Megillah. Otherwise, a Ben Ir could not be Motzi them. Since they're Bikiyim, they are reading in their own place. So that's what it means, according to Tosfos. They're reading earlier. They're reading earlier because they're bikkurim. They're reading at home. They're not reading in the city. Because it must be, because otherwise a ben ear can't be motzi them. So since they're bikkurim, they read in their place. And like the Gemara says later on, that they're busy on Purim, being misapik mazin umayim umazin achem shebekrachim. So they're giving out the food. So this way they're freed up on earlier on, and they're freed up on Purim, so that earlier on they already we allow them to read the Megillah. This whole Beis Din thing is from Rashi, but it doesn't obligate. It's not mishabit the other Rishonim. So how Rashi stems with the Gemara later on is also a question. Akopanim, the point is that according to Tosfos, the Ben Ir cannot read for the Bnei Akfarim, and therefore the Bnei Akfarim are reading in the Kfar on their day. And so writes the Rosh in the first parak of Yevamos. Now the Ritva at the beginning of Maseches Megillah writes, ולעניין כפרים, כשהם מקדימים ליום הכניסה, איכא מרב וסא, מאן דסובר, שבן כפר הוא שקורא להם, ולא בן עיר או בן כרך. שהרי, בן עיר או בן כרך, לא הגיע זמנו. וכל שאינו מחויב בדבר, אינו מוציא אחרים ידי חובתן. וזהו דעת הרשב"א, נרו יאיר ויזרח, והביא ראיה, מדאמרינן בירושלמי, בן כרך, אינו קורא לבן עיר, ובן עיר אינו קורא לבן כרך. בינתיים, מה הריטב"א אומר? הריטב"א אומר, that as far as the kfarim, when they are makdim to the yom haknisa, there are those of our rabbis, who hold that a ben kfar reads for them, and not a ben ir or a ben krach. Because a ben ir or a ben krach, the time hasn't come. And if you're not mechuyev, you cannot be moitzi other people yidei chovasam. And that is the opinion of the Rashbe. And he brings a raya from the fact that we say in the Yerushalmi that a ben krach cannot read for a ben ir, and a ben ir cannot read for a ben krach. So too, a ben ir may not read for a ben kfar. Umori neiro yoir v'yizrach b'shem rabbeisov. As b'intayim roim she ben ir lo yachol likro avur ben krach. Ben kfar and bnei akfarim korim la'atzmam. Umori neiro yoir v'yizrach b'shem rabbeisov kosav. The kfarim hamakdim en liyoyim haknisa ka'achoisa ikira takone. שיהי בן עיר קורא להם, וכחד עם חשיבי, וכיוון שעדיין הוא מתחייב, לא חשיב לגמרי כמי שאינו מחויב בדבר. אלא, הרי הוא, כאותה שאמרו, כל הברכות כולן, אף על פי שיצא, מוציא, כיוון דבר חיוב ההוא. ואף אלו, הרי כפרים, ראויים לקרוא בי"ד עם העיירות, וכן בני העיירות, פעמים קוראים ככפרים, כשאין י' בטלנים. אבל בן עיר ובן כרך חלוקים לגמרי בדיניהם, וזמנו של זה, לא זהו זמנו של זה כלל, ולפיכך אין אחד מהם מוציא לחברו. Says the Ritva, that my Rebbe says in the name of his Rebbeim, that כפרים are makdim to the Yom HaKnisa, so is the Iker Takana, that a ben עיר should read for them. And it's like one nation. And since he is still obligated, it's not considered completely that he's not mechuyev bedavar. He's still obligated. Adayin hu mischayev. He's still obligated. So you can't say he's not mechuyev bedavar. But rather, it's like that we said in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah 29b, that all brachas, even though you're yotze already, you could be motzi others since you're a bar chiyuv. And even these, the kfarim, are fitting to read on the 14th with the ayaros. And the bnei ayaros sometimes read for the kfarim when they don't have 10 batlanim there. But a ben ir and a ben krach are completely different in their dinim, and the time of this one is not like the time of that one. And therefore, one cannot be motzi the other. So are the words of the Ritva. So the Ritva was machadish to us, a big chiddush in the gather of Arvus. And that is from the fact that he writes, V'kevin she'adayin hu mischayev. So in other words, again, the first part of the Ritva we read, Aben Ir can't be motzi aben kfar. And according to this, Aben Ir can be motzi aben kfar, because he's called mechuyev bedaber. Why is he called mechuyev bedaber? Since adayin hu mischayev, he's not considered legamre as somebody who's not mechuyev bedaber. So it would appear from the Ritva that anybody who in the future will be obligated in this mitzvah, that somebody else is already obligated in now, even though the time has not yet come, he is already considered mechuyev bedaver. And therefore, a ben ir, since he's going to be mischayev and yudalid, even though now on the Yom HaKnisa, the Zman Chiyuv has not yet arrived, nevertheless, he is considered mechuyev bedaver. Just the Ritva added a tenai. And that is, that's only if they have one yesod hachiyuv. So in other words, a ben ir and a ben kfar fundamentally are obligated on the same day yudalid. But if it's a ben ir versus a ben krach, or a ben krach and a ben ir, one, the Yerushalmi says, cannot be motzi the other, because they have fundamentally different chiyuvim. So b'pshuto, we have to understand. L'chora, each reason alone should be enough. In other words, since the Ritva holds that a person is going to be obligated in the future already makes him considered now a bar chiyuva, so why does the Ritva have to come on to another idea that a ben ir is also sometimes obligated like a ben kfar? That fundamentally they have the same chiyuv. The Ritva gives us two reasons. One, since the Bnei Ha'ir are going to be chayiv in the future, they're already considered chayiv now. And number two, that fundamentally Bnei Ir and Bnei Kfar have the same chiyuv of Yudalid, and that's enough to permit the Bnei Ha'ir to be motzi the Bnei Kfar. Why does the Ritva need to come on to two reasons? Wouldn't each reason be independently enough? So we have to say that you need both. That the person is going to be mischayev is not enough to make him a bar chiyuv. Like the lashon of the Ritva, the kevin she'adayin hu mischayev lo chashiv legamrei kimi she'enu mechuyev bedaber. Since he's still obligated, he's not considered completely like somebody who's not mechuyev. In other words, he's not completely eno mechuyev bedaver, but he's also not completely chayev. So in other words, you have this guy with a partial chiyuv, and then in order to be mechazik that partial chiyuv, we also have the added element of the fact that the bnei kfar have the same reading day as the bnei ha'ir, vice versa, yudalid. So memela, the ben ir could be motzi the ben krach. So we have two different elements that have to come together. We have the svara that the fact that the ben ir is going to be chayv in the future, that's enough to make him that now he's not considered that he's not obligated, or he's somewhat obligated, but to make him completely considered obligated now that there should be a din arvus, that he should be responsible for his friend, the ben kfar, we have to say that they fundamentally have the same chiyuv. So mikoyach zeh, the Ritva was motzi that a ben krach cannot be motzi a ben ir in the reading of the Megillah. And even though this ben krach is going to be obligated in the future in the mitzvah of Megillah on the day of Tesvav. Nevertheless, since Chiyuvo Shel Zeh, Lo Kichiyuvo Shel Zeh, since they have different Chiyuv in the Ben Krach and the Ben Ir, Memela, they cannot be Motzi each other. So you need both elements, and if they fundamentally have different chiyuvim, meaning you need the element of he's going to be obligated in the future, and also that they have fundamentally the same chiyuv, because like a ben ir and a ben krach can't be motzi each other because they have fundamentally different chiyuvim. So beguf yisod shekosav haritvo tzorich iyun, we have to understand b'tam adova mayiten umayosif hoda osid leischayev b'mitzvah zu. What does it matter? What's the svara of the Ritva? You're right, in the future he's going to be obligated. Liten tam, to give a little bit of time to the ritva, why the fact that you're going to be obligated in the future already renders you somewhat obligated now. Because the ritva in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Choftes Omud Aleph, and that it says there, Tani Habreder of Zera, Kol HaBrachas Kul and Afo Pisha Yotze Moitzi, Chutz Mi Berachas Alechem or Berachas Hayayin, Shim Lo Yotze Moitzi, Vim Yotze Eino Moitzi. You can always be motzi your friend, except for lechem and yayin. There you can only be motzi your friend if you are not yet yotze, but if you're yotze, you can motzi your friend. Otherwise, if you're already yotze, you can be motzi your friend. The Ritva writes, Perush, kol birchois ha-mitzvahs, av al pi she-yotze, motzi. She-av al pi she-ha-mitzvahs mutolois al kol echod, arei kol Yisrael arevim ze lo ze. Ve-kulam ke-guf echod, u-ke-orev, Hapoireya choiv chaveiloi. All the birchas hamitzvahs, even though you're already yotze, you could still be motzi others. And even though mitzvahs, that even though mitzvahs are incumbent upon each individual Jew, nevertheless, kol Yisrael arevim ze lo ze. All Jews are responsible for each other. V'kulam keguf echod. We are all like one body. And it's like a guarantor paying off his friend's obligation. So according to this, that we require, that Reuven making the bracha should also be a bar chiyuv on this mitzvah, is only because Reuven is also chayiv in this mitzvah. And that includes him in the chiyuv arvus on his friend, who's chayiv in the same mitzvah. So according to this, we can say that if Reuven himself is going to be obligated in this mitzvah in the future, that is sufficient to include him in the chiyuv arvus of his friend. It's a more galoshin of the ritva. V'kulam keguf echad. We are all like one body, and it's like a guarantor paying off his friend's debt, his the person's debt, he guaranteed it. So here also, we're all guarantors on each other's mitzvahs. But in order to be that, you have to be obligated yourself. The fact that you're not obligated right now, but you're going to be obligated in the future, is sufficient to make you considered already obligated now. You already have alvus for your friend. Now, according to this, that we require that you have to be obligated in the future, and they have to have fundamentally the same chiyuv, we could be motzi numerous chidushim gedolim. We will start with one chidush gadol, and that is follows. Rashi writes that a ben ir could be motzi a ben kfar, v'yesh lachkor ha'im ben krach shechiyuvoi b'tes vov yochol lohoitzi ben kfar. Can a ben krach, whose chiyuv is on the 15th, Bimotzia ben kfar on the Yom on an earlier day. Now, according to the Ritva, it would appear that he can't be motzi him, even though the ben krach is going to be chayiv afterwards. Nevertheless, a ben kfar can't read on the 15th. So fundamentally, they don't have the same chiyuv. The Ritva says that they have to be in a matzah where they can have the same obligation. But here the ben krach and the ben kfar never have the same obligation. Because a ben krach is a 15th guy, and a ben kfar is a 14th or earlier guy. So they're never going to have the same obligation. Now, even though we say in Megillah 3b, krach, Amar Yehoshua ben Levi, krach she'en ba'asara batlanim, nido in kikfar, that if you have a krach that doesn't have 10 people who are misbattle from everything and just sit and learn, it's considered a village, that's not considered a kfar. So, shuvi tochein, that a ben krach is going to be mischayiv like a ben kfar, the hainu in a krach that doesn't have a sar batlanim, it's not true. Because Tosfos writes, libar maskil krach, that a krach is an ir gedoyla. Do you know what a krach means in that context? It doesn't mean a 15th guy. It means a big city. So you can't tell me that a walled city can have a din of a kfar. No, a walled city never has a din of a kfar. Here we're talking about an unwalled city. We're talking about a 14th place. But if it doesn't have a sar batlanim, then the din is that they could read earlier. If you have a krach that's mukaf choma from the time of Yehoshua bin Nun, so they read on the 15th, even though they don't have 10 batlanim. And even if you hold like the Ramban at the beginning of Maseches Megillah, in the name of the Yerushalmi, that they have a din of an ear, that a krach, that it's, if it's a walled city, and they don't have a sarah batlanim, then they have a din of an unwalled city. They have a din of an ear. So that's only le'inyan shem korim biyudalit. That's only linyan that they read on the 14th. Aval leolam ein makdimim liyom haknisa. But they never go back and read on the Yom HaKnisa. So a krach can't have a din of a kfar to go back and read on the Yom HaKnisa. All the krach can do is maybe have a yudalit to get in, but never a din of being makdim liyom haknisa. However, the Ritva himself writes on 3b, Divrei Maaseh v'Hashta, that a krach that's mukav choma, that doesn't have a sarah batlanim, is makdim in liyom haknisa im yirtzu. If it's surrounded by a wall, but it doesn't have a sarah batlanim, they can even be makdim liyom haknisa. So we see according to this, the Ladas HaRitva, a ben krach, can be moitzi a ben kfar. Because we have a smitzias that a ben krach could have a din of a ben kfar, when the krach doesn't have a sar batlanim. As the Ritva wrote, it could be a ben ir. So here we have a big chiddush, that just like a ben ir, has sometimes the same day as a ben krach, i.e. yudalid, so he can read for them even earlier, in addition to the fact that he's going to be obligated in the future. So to a ben krach can read for a ben kfar, because they could sometimes have the same din. When would that be? If the karach doesn't have a sarah batlanim. If the craft doesn't have a Sar Batlanim, if it's Mukav Choma and it doesn't have a Sar Batlanim, so they're makdim to the Yom HaKnisa if they so desire. So you see that they could have the same din as the Bnei HaKfarim. And Memela, a Ben Krach, can read on behalf of the Ben Kfar. However, it's not so pashut, because it's true that we find that a ben krach could be noyed like a ben kfar. Nevertheless, the ritva required two studim, that the ben kfar should also be able to act like the ben ir. In other words, the ben ir could be like the ben kfar, and the ben kfar could be like the ben ir, because they're both they have each other's obligation. But we don't find that a ben krach can read like a ben kfar. A ben kfar can't read like a ben krach. He can't read on the 15th. So maybe we don't have the two studim, and therefore the ben krach is not considered. It would appear that the ben krach can't be motzi the ben kfar, because in Mirtz Hashem we're going to see in a future shir that a ben kfar, the yisod of his chiyuv was on yodal, they were just matir him to be makdim liyem aknisa. And when he reads on yem aknisa, it's considered like reading on yodal. And if so, the ritva writes that a ben krach can't be motzi a ben ir. So if a ben krach can't be motzi a ben ir, and a ben kfar is fundamentally considered a ben ir, so huadin, a ben krach can't be motzi a ben kfar. Just like a ben krach can't be motzi a ben ir, and ben kfar is fundamentally considered a ben ir, so a ben krach can't be motzi a ben kfar. However, mitzia nefla the ritva himself, in his chedushim to Hilchos Brachos, Perakei Halacha Gimel, writes that a ben krach can be motzi a ben ir, because the ben krach will be mischayev in the future. A ben krach can be motzi a ben ir. Until now we've been saying that a ben krach can't be. He holds that a ben krach can be motzi a ben ir, because apparently the ritva holds that the Svat Yerushalmi has a suffix about them being motzi each other, whether a ben krach could be motzi a ben ir. So he holds that the maskan of the Yerushalmi is that a ben krach can be motzi a ben ir, like the Meiri holds in Megillah Yotes Amud Aleph. And if a ben krach could be motzi a ben ir, then a ben krach could be motzi a ben kfar, because they're both considered yadalad yidin. Both the ben kfarim and the ben ayaros. So if a ben krach could be motzi a ben kfar, a ben ir, then a ben krach can also motzi a ben kfar. So that is the first stage of our journey, and we still have a lot more to talk about. So please stay tuned, and I thank you so much. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. We know that we shall continue.